ஸ்ரீரங்க சத்குரவே நம. ஸ்ரீ ராமச்சந்திர பரபிரம்மணே நம. த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபெஸ்டிவல் தட் ஹிந்துஸ் அரவுண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட் செலிபிரேட் ஆஃப்டர் த பிகினிங் ஆஃப் த இயர் ஃபெஸ்டிவல் தட் இஸ் த யுகாதி ஃபெஸ்டிவல் தட் வி ஹேட் ஃபியூ டேஸ் அகோ இஸ் the Rama Navami or the birthday festival of Sri Ramachandra. The birthday festival of Sri Ramachandra is very significant to all Hindus around the world. For generations, Hindus have been celebrating the birthday of Rama, Krishna and personalities like that. The very fact that Hindus celebrate the birthday implies that Rama is a historical figure. In fact, the life of Rama, which is covered in detail in Ramayana, the premier literary masterpiece in Sanskrit composed by the great poet, premier poet Valmiki. Ramayana means the path taken by Rama in his life. How did Rama live and dealt with all the challenges in human life? So the birthday celebrations indicate the historicity of the life of Rama. And also, Ramayana is referred as Itihasa, which means in Sanskrit, that's the way it happened, itihasa, which also another meaning for history. That is why anything associated with Rama is of highest significance for all Hindus in particular and all human beings in general. Because it is in the life of Rama that we see the fulfillment of all the objectives of a human life. So hence, it is very important to know and recognize and contemplate upon the universal and eternal relevance of the life of Sri Rama and Sri Sita. Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. This sentence means that Rama is the manifestation of Dharma. Dharma, as we know, is another name for Hinduism. That is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana meaning eternal, and Dharma referring to whatever the actions taken to uplift one's life. So here we see Rama as an embodiment of the Dharma. So it is very important to understand the situations in Rama's life and the decisions and the actions that Rama took so that we too can follow that path in our lives. We know that in spite of all the technological advancements that we have, the most difficult thing in human life is to distinguish between dharma and adharma. That is, the path, the right path to take and wrong path to avoid. Not only it is difficult to know that, but it is equally difficult, even after knowing, to be in the right path or to follow and adhere to dharma. So it is this reason that one needs to understand the life of Rama. Because dharma is a very complex thing given the variations and the situational differences that occurs from people to people. But however, it can be broken down, some of the fundamental issues in life, and see how Rama decides and see how it can refer and relate to our life. The reason we need to know about Rama's life is when we see him throughout his life, he has shown how to be a model, how to follow dharma as a son, as a disciple, as a brother, as a husband, as a friend, as a warrior, as a king, as a father, and even how to deal with an enemy in life. It is these situations in life that is common to all the human beings, and hence Rama's life is very relevant not only to Hindus but all human beings. The significance of dharma in a human being's life is very important because it forms the first as well as one of the fourfold objectives of life, that is dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So if the dharma is followed properly, then it leads to the acquisition of wealth, which in turn leads us to the right kind of desires, which brings fulfillment, which further leads to the tranquility, the bliss, which is referred as moksha. So hence we can see the fourfold objectives of life begins with dharma, and dharma always has to be maintained throughout, even when one is acquiring wealth or entertaining desires, which is artha and kama. So hence we can see dharma is the most important, and hence the saying Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma. So this embodiment of dharma is what we see in Rama's personality. In fact, it is very pleasantly surprising to see that the story of Rama or the life of Rama, which is referred in Ramayana, is so relevant in today's world, even after so many years that it happened. In fact, it is well known when the first modern presentation of Ramayana in the form of a television serial, which occurred in India several years ago, it captivated the whole country, and en masse people were attracted by the presentation of Ramayana through the television serial. This only indicates that how relevant, how it resonates the very existence of human life, because it is very important to see that Rama's life resonates with our own life. Because we too will face such situations as Sri Ramachandra faced in his life. The dilemma between the need to sacrifice and the desire which keeps us not able to sacrifice. So we can see there are many situations that both Sri Rama and Sri Sita's life will repeat in human life for time immemorial. Another important reason for the relevance of Sri Ramachandra's life is, as we referred, he is the human incarnation of the Supreme Being, or Atman itself. The Atman, or the Brahman, who is the Supreme, when it incarnates as a human being, it will be the most relevant thing for all the human beings, because one can use the guidance of that life to elevate oneself to the highest possible level for any human being. That is to realize the Atman, and hence Rama's life is relevant. In fact, in the words of Yogi Seer Sri Ranga Sadguru, all the noble qualities are in Sri Rama, as all the manifestations of a tree is in its seed. So hence, one should read, meditate, and understand the significance of the decisions and the way Rama and Sita lived their lives. In another way of putting Rama's life, is Rama is referred as Adarsha Manava. Adarsha in Sanskrit means a mirror. Manava means a human being. So he mirrors the human qualities, what it ought to be. In the sense that if we refer our lives with respect to Rama's life, we can use Rama's life and Rama's thinking, Rama's decisions as a mirror with which we can reflect our thoughts and our decisions and compare, so that we can adjust, we can streamline, we can have a mindset as Sri Rama's decisions, so that we can help ourselves in the spiritual progress. He is also referred as Maryada Purushottama, that he is an embodiment of all the noble things that a human being should and aspire to achieve. So we can see that Sri Ramachandra manifests as a consciousness in human form, a supreme consciousness, a pure consciousness in human form. So we can see that Sri Ramachandra's life has inspired the great of great people in any walks of life. In fact, if we etymologically see the word Rama itself, the name Rama itself, it is said, Ramate iti Ramaha, Ramayati iti Ramaha. What it means is one who brings joy and bliss to people, to the hearts of people. And also he also said that Ramate yogi hunan madhye iti Ramaha. Yogi hunan madhye, which means in the altar of the great yogi, Rama is there to give the supreme, the yogic bliss for the yogis. So hence we can see that by meditating on Rama, going deep into the life of Rama and his equal counterpart Sita, one can elevate to that level of consciousness, which is the spiritual effort that every human being should aspire. And also, this Ramachandra, as we referred, is an incarnation of the Supreme Being in the human form. So he and his life is a bridge between the human level consciousness to the Supreme Spiritual Consciousness. Again, in the words of Yogi Seer Sriranga Sadguru, Sri Ramachandra is human from viewpoint of gross level, he is divine being from subtle level, and he is the supreme light from the causal level. Thus, Sri Rama's life provides a perennial reference to all levels of thoughts and activities. It is very important that human beings need a support and guidance because of the free will that a human being is gifted with. Unless the free will is used in the proper way, a human being would not be able to progress in the spiritual path. Also, in terms of Rama's life itself, Acharya Shankara gives a very nice way of putting how Sri Ramachandra united with Sita. He says that having crossed the worldly ocean of false attachments, and he killed the demons of desire and hatred, Rama as a yogi attains peace and bliss in the form of Sita in the heart. So it can be seen that Rama represents the goal of a yogi, and the yogi has to cross this worldly ocean of false attachments and also need to kill, annihilate the demons of desire and hatred so that he can unite with Sita, who is the embodiment of peace. Acharya Shankara gives this in his work Atma Bodha. And also, another way of seeing Rama's life is seen by another great spiritual saint, poet, Vedanta Deshika, where he says that this Ravana is a representation of our mind with various senses, physical and cognitive, who has captivated Sita, who represents our individual soul. And this mind captivating our individual soul through the senses, with the help of the senses, when the soul recognizes this captivity and starts crying to meet with its consort, that is Sri Ramachandra, there comes the great Hanuman, who comes as a messenger of Sri Rama to meet Sita, who is in captivity. So in a similar way, when our soul cries to meet with Lord Rama, Lord Rama sends Hanuman as guru. And once that meeting occurs between Sita and Hanuman, then Sri Ramachandra himself comes to meet Sita, having tested the pure devotion of this individual soul. So this is also seen as the great union between the individual soul and the Supreme Being. So we can see that no matter in what way we see the Rama's life and Sita's life is a great inspiration forever. Hence, we need to get benefit from celebrating the birthday of one of the greatest personalities in the human history, and that is Sri Ramachandra. Rama was born on the Navami Tithi, that is the ninth day in the 15-day cycle, and also his star is Punarvasu. On the day of Rama Navami, one, after having taken bath in the morning with fresh and clear mind, should worship Lord Ramachandra in some form of worshipping, with worshipping in altar, keeping Rama's deity in the form of a picture or a sculpture. One should do, to the best possible extent, a formal worship, and also read about Ramayana, ponder about, sing prayers. Also, one should do some charity on that day to the best possible extent. And of course, all of these need to be done, especially the worshipping, without taking too much food, if the health permits, so that one has to have a clear mind, a sincere mind, to get the blessings of Lord Ramachandra. The whole day need to be spent in one way or another pondering, contemplating on the greatness and the great qualities of Rama, because the more we connect to Ramachandra, the more we advance in our clear thinking and towards the ultimate spiritual goal of our life, that is the uninterrupted happiness, the bliss, what we call as moksha, which is the real goal of human life. Hence we see that life of Sri Rama is eternal and also relevant in a universal dimension. May Lord Rama bless all of us. May Mother Sita bless all of us. May the great Hanuman bless all of us. And also the great brothers of Sri Rama, the Bharata and Shatrughna, and of course the Lakshmana, who was with Rama in sojourn of Ramachandra in the forest. May all his three brothers, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna, bless all of us. In fact, in addition to celebrating the Rama's birthday, we should also spend time in reading the Ramayana of Valmiki, and many other poets have written Ramayana, so that we can learn from the various personalities from Ramayana so that we can apply to our day-to-day life. Apadam apahartaram dataram sarvasampadam lokadhiramam shriramam bhuyo bhuyo namamyaham. This Ramachandra, who removes the difficulties of his devotees and also who gives his wealth away for the benefit of humanity, not only that, who brings joy to people all around in the world. May that Rama bless all of us. May we prostrate to that Rama again and again and again. Sri Ramarpanamastu. Sri Ramajayam. Sri Sita Matre Namaha.